الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى والحق المبين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله رحمة الله ونعمته وعطيته ومنته فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite and abundant praise, complete glory and perfection is for our Lord, our Creator, our Protector, Allah Azza wa Jal. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble master, our prophet, our messenger, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon his purified and noble family and upon the illustrious and beautiful companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this blessed and beautiful day of Jumu'ah and make this day a means for your forgiveness, for your purification, for your salvation and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Today, inshaAllah al-Aziz, we will be talking about a topic that's been the topic of discussion in the UN and also throughout the world. And majority of us will feel like this is an ordinary topic, but it's also a very important topic for us all, for us to realize our responsibility that we have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the responsibility that we have taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not only protect ourselves, but to also protect the dunya that we live in terms of the responsibility of us as khalifas on earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us. So global warming and carbon footprint, as well as the greenhouse effects, these are some of the words and the terms that you may have heard this year, this week, especially during the UN climate change discussion that's going on throughout the world. But the question that we need to really ask ourselves, apart from these particular terms, what do we actually truly know about these particular terms? And more importantly, if you do know about these terms and these statements, what are you actually doing about these things? Is it just in one ear and out the other? It's not just a problem that's affecting third world countries. It's affecting us all globally as humans throughout the world. Whether it is a first world country, second world or third world, we are all in this together and it is affecting every single one of us. So normally we get affected by the national and international policies and the politics. We always think about who's on the red list. We think about what's happening in Asia, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in our home countries, and we say this foreign policy is not beneficial for us. Or nationally, we think about all of the things that affect us on a daily basis, whether it be the finances that we receive from the government or the benefits or anything else. We're more worried about those on an individual level rather than look at the global level and see the effects that are taking place due to global warming, due to the, our own individual carbon footprint and the greenhouse effect. So we need to really consider this and wake up and discuss this individually, discuss this collectively as a community, discuss this within our homes, because every single one of us can make an impact. And if we work together collectively, we can make a greater impact, not just for ourselves, but our families, and also for our children and the future generations. Some basic core statistics in relation to this: £11 billion, and that's not a small amount of change. You know, we'd never see £1 billion in our lifetime, no matter how hard we work. But £11 billion, just amongst 60 million people or so here in the UK, but £11 billion worth of food is thrown away each year here, just in the UK. I'm not talking about France or Europe or Pakistan or Asia or America, etc. Just here in the UK, £11 billion worth of food is wasted, thrown away literally in the bins. Now imagine what you could do with that money. Imagine all of the people who are suffering droughts and famines, those third world countries, people who are malnourished, people who are struggling to survive and just have one meal a day, let alone three meals a day. But here we are as a nation collectively here in the UK, and we are wasting and throwing away £11 billion worth of food every single year. And that equates to 7 million tons of food. 7 million tons. We know roughly how much our luggage weighs when we go to do our booking for our flights. This is 30 kg, this is 40 kg, and we make every single ounce count because we know we want to take all of those things. But imagine this, 7 million is something really, really difficult to comprehend if you really think about it. 7 million tons of food is wasted every single year by us. We are all involved in this on a micro level as well as a macro level. So a third of what we buy as families, goes to the bin, gets thrown away. And families who have children, especially up to 40% of their food is wasted on a daily basis. We know that, how our children do so much nakhre. Do you know, when we were young, we either ate whatever we were given or we didn't eat at all. And you either ate fast or you didn't eat at all. That's it, give or take. Our parents didn't sit with us for hours on and say, Putra khala, beta khala, eat my son, eat my daughter, and molly coddle us, etc. No, they just gave us the food and we ate it and that's it, and we got on with our lives. Now we are spending so much time feeding our children, and then in spite of spending half an hour to an hour, myself included, still half of the food, or at least a third of the food, goes wasted. We know this, this is the reality, and then we try out different foods and different cuisine. In spite of that, one of the nakhre, and they're still not satisfied. So we really need to work on ourselves, what's going on individually and also collectively within our homes and as families as well. But the statistics are there, the data is there, and it doesn't lie. £11 billion, 7 million tons, and up to 40% and one third of our food is getting wasted on a daily basis. And this all has an impact. Because in order for you to get that food, the farmers have to work really, really hard to plant the crops, to cultivate the crops. And then the buses and the lorries and the trucks have to work really, really hard to take it from the farmland to the factories. And the factories have to be built to process all of that food. Then it has to be delivered to the supermarkets, and it has to be packaged. And then we have to drive to the supermarkets, and then we purchase those things, and then we throw so much away. So much away. It all has an impact because of our demand, because of our greed, because of our need, and then also because of our waste. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. And you know the verse of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, yes, eat from the halal things that I have permitted for you, what I have given you, provided for you, but وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا, don't waste food. Do not waste water, do not waste any of the ni'mas, of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here we are, individuals, as communities, as nations, and we're destroying our ecosystem, we're destroying the environment, we're destroying the world, we're destroying the world that we are living, that same world that we were sent to protect and safeguard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is climate change in very, very short and brief terms? Our planet is getting hotter and hotter as more humans are producing too much greenhouse gases. So first of all, we have almost 8 billion people, so we're producing a lot more children. That's one factor. And all of those mouths need feeding as well. Then our demand is there that even in season or out of season, we want all of the foods of the world available to us at the swipe of a finger. This is what is causing these things. The more demand requires them to plant more and cultivate more and then end up throwing more things away as well. So such in carbon dioxide and methane by over-farming, because we have a huge demand of meat, of gosht, as we love our gosht, we love our red meat. And it takes a huge amount of effort, huge amount of effort to rear cows and calves and beef and cattle. Similarly with deforestation, the amount that we're cutting the trees away, the amount that we're driving. Before we used to, our elders and myself included, I'm not an elder, but nevertheless, but we used to walk. We used to walk to maybe a mile, 2-3 miles to school on a daily basis. In our pind, in our grass, back home in Pakistan, in other countries, we used to walk maybe 4, 5, 6 miles a day, there and back. That's what we used to do. It's part and parcel of life. Now, I vouch for this. If we have to literally go around the corner to Haji Lal shop here or Uncle Ghalib shop at the end of Whiteacre Road, we will still take the car. I've seen people take the car, even though they may be 1 or 2 streets away. They can't be bothered. They may be a street away, but they'll still get that food delivered to them instead of walking and getting up. Driving has a huge impact on our environment. The amount of fridges that we buy, white goods that we buy, and we're just a throwaway society, consumer society. I mean, the amount of clothes that we buy as a nation, we buy it and every 3 months or so, get rid of them, just throw them in the skip. Fridges, oh, don't try to fix them, but then we'll just throw them away, get rid of them, and then buy more and more. All of that, those gases, those dangerous gases, are being let out in the environment. We are burning excessive amount of coal and fuel to feed us and our hunger and our desire for electricity and for all of the luxuries that we want. The amount of buildings that we have, we build and build and build, and we tear them down and destroy entire countries and nations, and then we build again. All that concrete, all of that construction has a major effect on us, on our environment, and the excessive amount of waste that we have as individuals, whether it is through food, through clothing, through vehicles, through electronics and the demand, through all of these raw materials and battery and everything. It's all us. The earth was created perfect for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَالسَّمَاعَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the heavens. He made the dunya for us and He placed a balance in the dunya for us. A balance in the ecosystem, in the environment of nature for humans to coexist in the world very, very beautifully. But here we are, we're upsetting that balance. And when you upset that balance, there will be nuksan for you as an individual. There will be nuksan for you as families, as communities, as nation, and as humanity. And one of the signs of the getting closer to Qiyamah, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, min ashrat as-sa'ah ishtidadu harr al-ard. That from one of the signs of getting closer to the day of Qiyamah is the increasing in the temperature of the earth. This is 1400 years ago, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, when there was no sign, there were just camels, there were just horses, and people used to walk everywhere. And in spite of that, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that the earth will increase in severity in its temperature. This is one of the signs of getting closer towards Qiyamah. So we all have a duty and responsibility to make sure that we fulfill our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are the effects of climate change? The increasing temperature has various geological and environmental impacts. The ice is melting in Antarctica. More and more floods are occurring in Europe and throughout the world, here in the UK as well. We see that more and more droughts are taking place as well. Rivers are drying up throughout the world as well. We see that the seasons are becoming more and more harsh. We have a really extensive summer. We'll also have a very, very extensive winter as well. We know from our experience how winters used to be, how summer used to be, and how now the temperature and the weather is all in a state of flux. Wildfires we can see in America, in Australia, and various other places throughout the world, how they are increasing in severity. Famine and droughts and all of these things, they're all in front of us. It's not something which is hidden. But behind all of this, there is a cause, and the cause for that is humanity and our greed and our instability and our insatiable appetite towards more and more, and not to suffice with whatever we have and to live within our means, but to go beyond our means and upset the balance. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So I want to remind you all from the verse that I recited at the beginning in the khutbah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, "Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan innahu kana zaluman jahula." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the trust, the amana, to the earth and to the mountains and everything else, to earth, but they all refused because they knew this was a huge responsibility. But insan said, "Oh Allah, here I am, I'll take care not only of myself and not only of the responsibility that you have placed upon me in terms of recognizing you and worshipping you and being a good individual, but I'll also take care of earth. You're not doing beyond your capacity." But this is what insan did. "I'll take care of everything." You know how we go to somebody and say, "Be fikr ho jao, I'll sort it all out." This is what insan is. "Innahu kana zaluman jahula." We wronged ourselves, and we are continuing to wrong ourselves. And as a result, we are also wronging the dunya, and we are doing injustice to the dunya. So the earth is a trust. It is an amana given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the requirements and the etiquettes of an amana is to return it to its keeper in the same condition that it was given to you. Now, in the terms of the ard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the system of produce and agriculture and animals and all of these things. Yes, we can eat from the earth and eat from the land and consume, but in a sustainable manner. And this is a very, very important thing. If you look at the Sahaba Ikram, they never used to eat chicken and goat every single day. Eid used to be fun and exciting because they used to look forward to meat once a year, twice a year, camel meat or red meat or bakra and goat. And now when Eid comes, nobody enjoys Eid. It's just food, and we have to try different things in order for us to enjoy Eid in that particular way. So we're overeating our poultry, overeating in our meat, overeating in various ways and capacities, and this is having a knock-on effect in our trust, in our use, and also in our abuse to Mother Nature towards the earth. So this is one of the biggest threats to humanity, and this is something that we need to really realize and wake up. The world, the UN, all the countries during this week are talking about the environment, talking about the global warming, talk about these things. We as Muslims, this is one of the first things that we promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to fulfill our duty to Allah azza wa jal by making sure that we safeguard the earth, and we live on earth in a sustainable manner, in an environmentally friendly manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that the earth itself is not just barren land. The earth is alive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that even the earth is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. That the seven heavens declare the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heavens are alive in a manner that we cannot fathom or understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions within this verse, وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. And the earth also is alive and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is not a single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created but that it glorifies and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do not understand the glorification of that particular thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that the earth is alive. And the earth is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the earth can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Allah azza wa jal, then equally it can also complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which it will. The earth will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And it will complain of how we treated earth, how we polluted its rivers, how we destroyed the land, how we did so much to the fisheries, how we did so much to deforestation, how we did so much and abused the earth, instead of sustained the earth and protected the earth. That same earth will do a shahada against you, will talk against you on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. That day the earth will report its news to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will share out everything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jal will command it and say, "Speak," and tell me of the things that happened on earth. So whenever they are CCTV or not, don't think we can just get away with things. We have angels on our shoulders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'ul Basir. He sees everything, He hears everything, but also that earth that you walk on, that you tread on, that will also speak for you or speak against you on the day of Qiyamah, on how sustainable, beneficial a life that you lived and how you protected earth or how you abused the earth. Not only will earth speak for you or against you, but even your own limbs will either speak for you or against you on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this day we will seal over their mouths, and their hands will speak to us, and their feet will testify about what they used to earn. So the abuses that you committed, the things that you did here on earth, and how you abused the environment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow you to speak and justify or find excuses. Your hands will speak on your behalf. Your feet and your limbs will speak on your behalf. Oh Allah, this is what he used to do. This is how he used to abuse me. This is how he treated the earth. This is how he treated the ni'mas, the blessing that you had given. So we shouldn't forget all of these things. We should keep that at the forefront of our mind every single time we just think of ordering something, or overeating, or throwing something in the bin, or using something for 3 months or 6 months and say, oh, this is outdated, this is an old model, and now I need to upgrade. It's very easy for you to sustain yourself. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would sew his own clothes repeatedly, and you could see the patches there in his clothes. He would sew his sandals together as well, and he would sustain himself in that particular way. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, who had the keys to the heavens, to the treasures of the heavens and the earth, in spite of that, he lived a very sustainable life. He used to have very simple food, and for sometimes for months on end, they never used to light a fire within the home. They used to fast more so. But here we are, apart from the month of Ramadan, how dare somebody tell us, thoda khao, thoda piyo, thoda zaya karo. You know, who are you to tell me? Ramzan dekhi javegi. No, I want to eat now, I want to drink now, let me do what I want to do. This is how we are. Because of that demand, the supply is there. But if we can decrease our demand, the supply will also decrease as well. It's better for us to eat qualitatively, to eat in a more wholesome way rather than cheap food. Have you never questioned yourself, why is chicken and chips so cheap? Is it really that easy to get a chip, to get a chicken, to rear a chicken, to provide for that chicken, to take care of that chicken, and then sell that chicken for you to have two chicken wings and a thigh with chips for about £2? Is it really imaginable that you can find? What are the shortcuts they are doing? There's something going on. There is abuse going on to the animal welfare. There's abuse going on to the environment, to the earth. And here we are, we're encouraging it by continuing to buy and buy and buy. Buy less, buy qualitative. Consume less. Think about the clothes that you wear. Think about the clothes that you have on yourself today. I've had this for the last 8 years. I'm sure you have lots of clothes as well. But I've had these for the last 8 years. I'm sure you can manage things as well. We don't always need to be in the latest fashion. We don't always need to buy new things, because that cotton, it has to be produced. It has to be sown. It has to be cultivated. It has to be put together. It has to go to the factories. It has to be bundled. It has to be shipped. So much thing has to happen just for you to have the latest fashion. All of that has an impact on the environment, on the ecology, on the world that we are living in. It has an impact globally for us, and it has an impact for us spiritually also, because we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لَكُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent down water for you from the sky, and from that water you drink, and the shrubs that you feed your animals with it, and it grows for you grains and olives and palms and vines and all kind of crops. Truly this is a sign for those who reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this dunya with a finite amount of resources. We are not here to destroy those resources. We are here to sustain those resources, not just for ourselves, but also for our family and our children as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed for us to live in balance. If anything goes wrong within you, biologically, what happens when your stomach gets upset, when you start to vomit, or when some cells don't do what they're supposed to do? It's a fine balance within you, within your biology, within your immunity that gets upset, and look what happens to you. Externally, if we upset the environment, we will have ramifications throughout the world, and we will be affected, our children will be affected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Do not pollute the earth, do not corrupt the earth, do not cause chaos and destruction on earth after it has been set in order for you, in perfect balance for you. So ask yourself, are those trips necessary in a car, in a vehicle? Is that food absolutely necessary? Is the latest fashion absolutely necessary? Are these electronic upgrades absolutely necessary for you to have all of these things in the latest fashion? Or can you manage, or can you live a more simple life and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us, whoever reclaims and cultivates dry, barren land will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the act. So long as men and animals benefit from it, he will be recording as giving sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect the earth, nurture the earth, take care of the earth to find benefit for yourselves and for the animals. And even if qiyama is above your head, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that even if qiyama is right above your head, in qamat ala ahadikum al qiyama, if it's just right above your head, qiyama is about to start, and you have a sapling, you have a seed in your hand, falyaghrisha, then sow that seed so that perhaps it can benefit someone even in that time of qiyama starting upon you. So always an opportunity for us to do khair, for us to protect ourselves, sustain ourselves and the environment, the world that we live in, and protect our children. We can do some of the steps that I mentioned here. Protect the amana, the earth, and the environment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to, because He has made us khalifas. Lead by example. Don't just be passive. Recycle as much as you can within your home. Use those bins. Recycle within your homes with the clothing and the food. Do not waste, and be responsible for earth this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you. Walk or cycle as much as possible, even if it's short distances, you can do that. Car share as much as possible. Say no to plastic. You can find other sustainable ways of purchasing items. Stop littering, because this is one of the biggest things. Make green business choices, which means go to those people who are promoting the environment, who are promoting less plastic, who are trying to sustain the dunya and benefit them and help them as well. Be energy efficient in the lights that we leave on in our homes, the TV that we leave on standby all night, the microwave and the internet, all of these things that we leave on standby. It's not necessary for you to have 24 access to Wi-Fi and all of these things all throughout the night when you're sleeping. When you're literally dead to the world, you don't need to be connected. Switch off. Save that energy, benefit yourself, benefit the environment, give your charity to sustainable causes, consume less and demand less as individuals, and reuse and recycle as much as you can. So these are the reminders that we need to remember for ourselves and also for our family. These will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, how we fulfilled our amana, how we took care of our amana, protecting the earth and sustaining the earth. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. کچھ ضروری اعلانات آپ حضرات سماعت فرما لیں.